what did you think of the job the offense did in their first game without Randy Moss? And do you think some of the maybe early struggles could have been just adjusting to not having a guy who's been on the field for the past 3 years?
I think, you know, the job we did as a team was a great job, you know, as far as, you know, just it was a battle and it was back and forth. I think the Ravens have an excellent defense, one of the top-rated defenses in the league in both, you know, a lot of categories versus the run and versus the pass. And I think any struggles that we had were more because of the Ravens than it was, or self-inflicted, you know, on our part, than it was, whatever players were on the field. You know, we're a game plan offense, so, you know, we game plan each week, whoever's on the roster.
So just sort of mechanically, when a guy like Moss leaves, who brings, like every receiver, brings unique talents and does some things better than other people and some things worse, how much of the playbook, how many plays do you say, all right, well, you know, we can't use these anymore?
You know, I don't think we look at it that way. Each player has his own strength. So, you know, when Randy was here, there were certain things that, yes, we did with him that maybe Wes Welker doesn't do, you know, obviously. But at the same time, there are some things that we can still do regardless of who's here. It's just ingrained in the system of what we do and how we work. So, you know, I think it's just like anything else, whether it was injury or trade or whatever, the next guy steps up into that role and we see, you know, the skill set that he has, and we try to put it to use out on the field for that opponent. You know, again, you know, each opponent is different. You know, one opponent's a 3-4 team or plays a lot of nickel or plays a lot of dime or has a different, type of personnel on the field as far as each individual defensive player, and we want to take advantage of this, that, and the other. So it's all based on the game plan during the week, which is what we're working on, you know, right now for San Diego.
Hey, Bill, two quick questions. I'm going to piggyback on you. First, what is unique about Deion Branch? And secondly, what did you see from secondary coverage that was different in this game, meaning Baltimore, than the other games? Were the safety shading in any way differently?
Deion Branch is very unique in his own regard because, first of all, his intelligence. You know, here's a guy that hadn't been in our system in a few years and came in and, you know, got in here after a red-eye flight out of Seattle and practiced right away when he got here on Tuesday. And, you know, had a pretty, I wouldn't say easy time, because, like, you know, like he told you after the game, he made a few mistakes in the game, but, you know, relative to where he was coming from, that's what's the most unique thing about him is, you know, his ability to come in here and pick things up right away after being away for a while. And, you know, I just think he's an excellent route runner with good hands, and you can play him in a lot of different spots. I'll say this, Baltimore, they did what they do. You know, they have a lot of, they have a lot of different schemes. They do a great job on third down, mixing up their fronts and their packages. The safeties, if it's blitz zero, they're down low. If it's blitz one, Zibikowski was 35 yards deep. If it was blitz zone 22, then the two high safeties were high. You know, they were 20, 25 yards deep. So regardless of who was in there for us, they were going to do what they've been doing for years there that makes them successful, and that's what they did against us. And sometimes we had success and sometimes we didn't. And that's what we've got to try to improve on every week.
Bill, how do you handle it now with Deion Branch going forward? Does he go back and try to learn, I don't know, the entire playbook, or does he do more maybe what he did this week, which is go game plan by game plan and learn whatever he happens to learn in a week?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, you definitely you come in every week on Wednesday morning and learn the game plan. So you don't hand him a brand new playbook and say, hey, you got to learn this playbook. You're now going by each individual game plan and what his role is in that game plan. So, you know, and a lot of that obviously involves the fundamental, the basis of the offense. So, you know, yeah, he is learning that, but at the same time, he's learning it by game plan.
So what has surprised you the most about Danny Woodhead? And you mentioned Deion Branch coming in and sort of on that red-eye flight, quickly acclimating and playing in the game. Danny Woodhead, similar in a way, and that he's contributing quite a bit, having joined the team on September 18th. So I guess what stands out to you and what he's been able to do?
Yeah, it's another good example of what's unique about certain guys, you know, to me and to us when they come in here and they're able to get acclimated right away. And Danny's another one of those guys. You know, here's a guy that came in and had never been in our system. And, you know, obviously with that position that he plays, that running back position, there's a lot involved there, you know, protections, route running, obviously the running game, the different reads in the running game. So, here, you know, that guy, intelligence-wise, is another guy that has come in here and done a great job for us to this point. And, you know, obviously there's game plans and different things that people are going to do to you know, against Deion, against Danny, against anybody that's out there, and he's just got to keep trying to improve every week and learn the game plan and keep getting better.
Bill, when Moss got traded, there was a story that came out about a talk you guys had at halftime in Miami. What was the talk, and how, I don't know, loud did it get, or was it something that happens all the time?
Yeah, I mean, that was 3 weeks ago. I mean, I say I've been coaching for upwards of 20 years, and, you know, that's what we do. We coach, and the players have input into what we're coaching, and so those, you know, things like that are going to happen. Randy and I had a great relationship. I really enjoyed coaching him, and you know, obviously he's moved on to Minnesota, and we're moving on to San Diego, but I wish him the best, and, you know, but coaching something like that happens. That's coaching football. It's a tough sport, and that's the way it is.
All right, guys, let's take two more. Bill, Aaron Hernandez has been terrific for you guys. I mean, entering that game, he had 18 catches on, I think, 20 targets, and then he had the two drops in overtime. How do you anticipate him responding from that based on what you've seen to this point?
He's come in and done some really good things. He's got a long way to go, just like any rookie. There's things that we're trying to get him to improve on every week, whether it's in the running game or in the passing game. But he's obviously come in and to this point done pretty well for a rookie. And it's what we thought when we drafted him. You know, we thought we were getting an athletic guy that could run and had some toughness. And, you know, he's got to continue to focus on the game, focus on the game plan, and he'll get better every week.
All right, guys. So on the TV broadcast, they showed a quick shot of you and Tom talking on the sidelines. It was deep into overtime, and it looked like you guys were discussing some plays and whatever. I'm wondering, at that point, do you run out of plays that had been in the game plan during the week? Are you recycling, or are you and Tom talking about saying, like, well, you know, what else do we have we can use here? Like, what's going on in that conversation?
You never run out of plays. So there's a lot of plays, you know, I don't remember that conversation exactly, but we talk between every single series. We look at the pictures that are taken of the previous series. We talk about what that team's doing, and then I, you know, talk to the guys about how we want to open the next series, and I'm sure that's what we were talking about at that point in time. Obviously, you know, Bill's input on that. You know, Bill says we may want to open the series this way. It's usually a hell of an idea, and we'll do that. Or maybe it's Dante. You know, we all kind of work together on that, including Tom. So that's probably what it was about, looking at the previous series, what they did to us, how we can start the next series and kind of go from there, try to string some plays together.
All right, guys. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.